hits us.
Yeah.
And there it is, you know, and Sharon just got hit with it, you know.
I mean, that's the beauty about Krishna devotion and maybe especially his lineage. I'm again not so much a scholar in that way, but that that you live together with Krishna, you know. He's like, he's a friend, you know. It's like he has a place in your house and you share your food with him, give your food first to offer to Krishna, exactly. So in that way, you know, it's very, it's just like family, you know. And so you're never apart, and like he said, you know, in our lineage, you don't sing to Krishna how beautiful you are all the time, because who would want to hear that all the time? If you are friends, you want to be sung to the beautiful poetry, but you don't want to be constantly praised. So that's what this lineage is, and that's also what I then also felt with Osho, that the parallel, that you just celebrate life and you don't have that separation, you know. In a way, you have a beautiful separation. You can sing to Takaji, but it's not a hierarchy, it's more like a togetherness. You know? I mean, this is just a little insight in Shyam's life. He really loved to be in Nadwara, which is in Rajasthan. I feel almost shy to talk with one of us. You know, he lives there all the time. But I'm just telling you my little insight into that world. And he took us there, and it's just such an amazing kind of very like fiery hot shop devotion. Like everyone in the city is in love with Krishna, and there's like loudspeakers every day, a few times a day, telling you what Krishna is doing right now. that you can all be together with him, you can all participate in his daily, you know, like the, now he's playing, the little Krishna is now, you know, having playtime. Then you go to the temple and you have the darshan, you can see, just for a few moments, you see how Krishna is there on the swing, and there's a attendant swinging the swing, and he's doing the little play things for Krishna. You know, that kind of really very human way of being together with God. So that's the feeling. It's not intellectual, it's not, you know, philosophical. It's so much heart and so much...
That Sham loved that concept, that feeling of devotion. And that temple, when they rang the bell to you know that we could go in, it began, it was like a rugby crowd or something. You just got carried along by like a stream of heaving humanity to get in there, to get as close to that little swing as possible. And there were bars, you know, and you were really squashed up like this, you know. And
everyone's so excited.
Everyone was like, and you just got, you know, he was like getting on the tube in Tokyo or something. they were pushing, you know, you'd actually come in one door and you'd hang out as long as you could, and then they would all, you'd have to go out. And then the next door, it was like masses of devotion and people crying, you know, and Sham would be there, he would be like so home, it would be like where he lived, you know. He would take us to the temples, and again, everyone would be Shabbos.
And then he would play with the musicians, you know, in the temple, he was just one of them, right into the heart.